machine.
Is anybody like that here?
Yeah, yeah, the Benny.
Let me hear you say it loud and clear.
That every one of you, from now on, you will begin to excel.
Amen.
Who is the one fellow that you will stand beside him or her and say, you are the one who will get my attention?
Allows you to enter into overflowing blessings.
Redemption Way.
Someone here tonight.
Join Pastor E.A. Adeboye and other men of God every first Friday of the month as they lead multitudes of worshippers to the presence of God in the monthly Holy Ghost service at the Redemption Camp, Kilometer 46, Lagos Ibadan Expressway, from 6:30 p.m. to dawn. There is a Redeemed Christian Church of God very close to you. Join them for a life-changing experience in worship. You're watching Redemption Way.
Ile ayo re ti mo iwe mi mo ni be ku ti le pe di ale mo ha
Eternal Rock of Ages, we bless your name. King of Glory, we adore you. Unchangeable changer. Unmovable mover. The source of all joy. Glory be to your holy name. The Holy One of Israel, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Rock of Ages, the Ancient of Days, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, glory be to your holy name. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Tonight, in the eyes of all your children, wipe away all tears. Father, wipe away all tears. Almighty God, wipe away all tears. And let all be well. Thank you for all you've done. Glory be to your holy name. Tonight, save souls. Heal the sick. Set the captives free. Bless beyond measure tonight. Let there be mighty testimonies tonight. Let there be mighty breakthroughs tonight. Do what you alone can do tonight. And at the end of it all, let your name be glorified. Bless Nigeria, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, let someone shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I want you to shake hands with two or three people. And tell them, because Jesus reigns, I shall weep no more. And then you may please be seated. Luke chapter 7.
Iwe Luke, ori re keje,
verse 11 to 15.
Ese kokala titide ekandogure.
Luke 7.
Iwe Luke, ori re keje,
from verse 11 to 15.
Lati ese kokala titide ekandogu.
And it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain. And many of his disciples went with him, and much people.
And
when he came near to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her.
Biosity sumo enubode luna sikiesi won gbe oku kan jade obo kan soso na ti iya re o si je opo ti iya re o si je opo opo ijo eniyan iluna si wa pelu re.
And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said unto her, weep not.
Nigba ti oluwa si ri anu re se.
And he came and touched the bier, and they that bear him stood still. And he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise.
Osi wa, osi fi owoto agakosina. I was tisiru duroje. Osi wipe odomakuni o wifu dide.
And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother.
And it also could not see the day joke. Obesi Oufo, Osi Fale Iare Lowo.
The Lord is going to have compassion on somebody here tonight.
Olorun yo sanu fun enikan ni ilale.
Here's the story of a widow.
Ita opo kan ri
who had an only son.
Antonio Makashosho.
And the devil went to the house of the one with an only son.
Satani wa lo si ile eni ti o je wipe omo kan sosho loni.
And killed that one son.
O si lo pa omo na.
That's why the devil is such a bad devil.
Iredi ni ti Satani je Satani ti o buru.
And as they were going to bury the only son, so many things were going on in the mind of the widow. Who did I offend to this extent? And he killed my husband. And the only son I have, they kill him also. How many enemies have I anyway? Why is my life so full of bitterness? Am I the only one in town? Why is everything so hard for me? Why am I reduced to zero? Because I have no one left now. Husband gone, son gone. Why is all my ways blocked? Why, how come that I don't even have an open way to walk in?
Kilo de ti gbogbo ona mi wa di e ti se ti o ti e wa si ona ti o wa si fun mi lati ma lo.
Why has death constituted himself to a giant blocking my way?
E ti se ti ku wa sora re di oni omiran e ti o wa gba ona mi.
Now very soon all these sympathizers will be gone.
Laipe laijina awon ti o nro mi leku yi o ni pe lo.
And I'll be left alone.
O si wa ku emi nikan.
But then the next moment now I will be alone with my sorrow.
Laipe emi nikan ni o ku pelu ibanuje mi.
When will the mountain of my life move? When will the storms barrage me stop? When will I ever come out of the valley of sorrow? You can imagine thousands of questions going on in the mind of this widow. Suddenly, the procession stopped. Because someone had come on the scene and said to her, I'm not sympathizing with you. I'm commanding you. Stop weeping. I'm sure she must have looked at him and said, sir, are you all right? With all this my problems, you ask me to stop weeping. But she said nothing. She just looked at him.
He said, "Look at who."
I seem to say, "Well, you don't know what's going on." But in the next moment, something happened.
There is someone here tonight.
And you can't believe lale.
In the next moment, something will happen in your life. The Almighty God is walking through this ground right now. And
he's
going to stop beside someone and say to him or her, stop weeping. Who is that fellow now? If you are the one, let me hear you shout hallelujah. Maybe you two have many enemies. But remember what God said to the children of Israel. By the mouth of Moses in Exodus chapter 14, when they look back and they saw so many enemies marching down on them, enemies that have been enemies for more than 400 years, those who were enemies of their fathers and grandfathers, God spoke through the mouth of Moses and said to the children of Israel, he said, look at them very well, because the enemy you see tonight, you will never see them again. And my daddy is speaking through me tonight. And he's saying to someone here tonight, all the enemy that have been pursuing you all this year, you will never see them again. Why? Because God will arise for you. I said God will arise for you. I didn't hear your amen to that. Maybe you don't believe me. I said God will arise for you. Psalm 68 verse 1 to 3. Psalm 68 verse 1 to 3. He said, let God arise, and his enemies will scatter. In the name that's above every other name, God will arise for you. Maybe your own life too is full of bitterness. There is a God. The God who turned Mara waters to sweet. That God is still on his throne. In John chapter 5, verse 2 to 9. John 5, verse 2 to 9. The Bible tells us the story of a man who had a history of sorrow. For 38 years, it was one sorrowful year after another. But one day Jesus came on the scene, and the history of sorrow ended. I have good news for someone here today. Every year that had passed had been full of sorrows for you, and it looks as if this year is going to end like that. But because there is a God in heaven who speaks and it is done, from tonight onward you shall weep no more.
In 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 19 to 22.
19 to 22.
2 Kings chapter 2, verse 19 to 22. For years, for generations, Jericho was under a curse. In a single day, the curse was destroyed. There were no more deaths, no more barrenness, because God spoke through his servant. And tonight, the same God is speaking through one of his servants. And I'm saying to you right now, every curse that has been your generation, that has been causing you sorrow, will end tonight in Jesus' name. Maybe for you, things are hard. Like the woman would have said, things are hard. Very, very hard. Everybody knows what it is to be poor. It can be very difficult to be happy when you are poor. But there is a God who brought water out of the rock. That God is still on his throne. The earth is his own. And the fullness thereof. Silver belongs to him. Gold belongs to him. According to Haggai chapter 2 verse 8. Haggai 2 verse 8. And the Almighty God said, in Philippians 4 verse 19. He said, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I know there might be some people here who will be saying, well, Christmas is coming, when everybody will be celebrating. But what do I have to celebrate with? In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, between now and the end of the month, your breakthrough will come. I say your breakthrough will come. This woman said, I am down to zero. I've lost everything. Everything that meant anything to me, I've lost them all. Well, I have good news for you. The woman didn't know that help was on the way. Like the widow of Zarephath, in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 8 to 16. 1 Kings 17, 8 to 16. She said, I'm going to eat my last meal. And me and my son will go ahead and die. But while she was getting ready to die, help was on the way. I decree in the name that's above every other name, that even before you get home in the morning, God will send help to you. Help is on the way. I say help is on the way.
Amen.
I say help is on the way.
Amen.
tell the fellow next to you, help is on my way, on my way. Help is coming to me. Help is on the way. Bartimaeus didn't know help was coming. He woke up and thought that he would die a beggar. But help was on the way. The name that's above every other name. You will not miss your own help.
Or
maybe your ways are totally blocked. You don't even know where to turn now. You turn right. It is blocked.
Odi.
You turn left. It is blocked.
Odi.
You look forward, it is blocked.
Odi.
You can't even go back because even back is blocked.
Where
there's someone coming who is called the way. Jesus Christ said, I am the way.
Jesus Christ is
I have good news for you today. Ways will open unto
you.
Oh, thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
The Lord asked me to tell someone here tonight. He said, before this month is over, you will discover that God does not make mistakes. Daddy says there is a student here tonight. He said, I'm going to move you from below average to brilliant. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Daddy said there's someone here tonight. He said, I will touch you twice tonight. Oh Lord, thank you.
Thank you.
Daddy says there's someone here tonight. He said, in spite of every effort, he said, you have always been a failure. Daddy has been to tell you, things will change from tonight. Oh Lord, thank you. Daddy says there's someone here tonight. Ask me to tell you to get ready for a major transformation. So your ways is totally blocked. Maybe all you need is not tears but praise. Because in Joshua chapter 6, verse 20, Joshua 6 verse 20, when the wall of Jericho blocked the way of Joshua, they didn't weep. Himself and the children of Israel, they did not weep.
Joshua, Israel,
all they did was praise God. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20 to 25. 2 Chronicles 20. Verse 20 to 25. When some mighty kings gathered against Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat didn't weep. He praised God. And the enemy destroyed themselves. Do you know one of the reasons why you will not weep again? Is that all your enemies will finish themselves off.
Amen.
In
Acts 16. Verse 25 to 34. When the enemies thought that they've got Paul and Silas, not only were they in prison, they put them in chains. They didn't weep. They praised God. And when they praised Him, doors were opened. Maybe I should give you 2 minutes just to praise God like you have never done before. And maybe we will see something happen. Why don't we just go ahead and just praise
Him?
I say, I'm not going to weep. I'm going to praise God. I'm not going to weep. I'm going to magnify His holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we worship. Together now, let us shout one big
hallelujah.
Glory be to God. God bless you. You may be seated. Thank you, Almighty God.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord said there's someone here tonight. So you are fully aware of some people who are determined to terminate your life.
Lord asked
me to tell you, I will terminate them all. Maybe right now, there's a giant blocking your way. Maybe there is somebody in authority who said, I'm not going to allow you to succeed.
I bet you
remember the story of David and Goliath. When David saw Goliath, he didn't weep. He challenged him in the name of the Lord. And for every one of you here tonight, every Goliath blocking your way, before the sun rises, shall be dead in Jesus' name.
Jesus Christ. Amen.
And if he didn't die, according to Psalm 23 verse 5, the Lord that prepared the table before you in the presence of your enemies, we shame all those who say you will not succeed in Jesus' name. I know there might be somebody here whose miracle must come urgently. I believe God with you that before the sun rises tomorrow, Your tears will be chained to laughter.
Amen.
So if you need an urgent miracle, the Almighty God is more than sufficient. He has done it before. He will do it again for you. Maybe there's a big mountain blocking your way. In Psalm 90, verses 1 and 2,
in the way, Ori Davidi, Ori Adoru, Esekini Ati Ekeji.
Psalm 90, verses 1 and 2.
Ori Davidi, Ori Adoru, Esekini Ati Tide Ekeji.
The Bible says, before the mountains were brought forth, is God. Before the problem started in your life, God was there. And the one who knew the foundation of your problem also knows how to uproot the mountain. And in Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6 to 7, Zechariah 4 verse 6 to 7, it says, not by power, not by might, it says, by my spirit, said the Lord of hosts. He said, who are thou, O mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you shall become a plain. I decree tonight, in the name that's above every other name, every mountain blocking your way shall become a plain in Jesus' name. Maybe you are in a storm, and the storm is beating very hard. Don't forget that there is a God whose name is Prince of Peace. And all he has to do is say peace and the storm will cease. In Mark chapter 4, verse 35 to 41. Mark 4, 35 to 41. Don't know the story very well. Jesus was in the boat, sleeping, and there was a storm. And the disciples thought that maybe he didn't even know we were about to sink. But then when they woke him up, he spoke one word, peace be still. And suddenly, the storm went to sleep. I know there might be some people here tonight, and the storms are raging. Physically, financially, maritally, or even spiritually, because Jesus is alive forever. I speak to those storms, and I say, storms, be still in Jesus' name. After all, the Bible says that at the mention of the name of Jesus, all knee must bow. Your storm will bow to the name of Jesus now. Now, so when he said to that woman, weep not, it was because he knew he was going to remove the source of sorrow. He wasn't ridiculing the woman. He wasn't joking. When he said, weep not, it is because he knew that very, very soon the woman would be shouting for joy.
ati o so wipe ba so ku ma idi ni wipe o bo wipe ni lowo lowo arabiri yo be si fofu ayo.
Is there anyone here tonight that you can feel it deep inside you that at long last God has heard? Is anybody like that here tonight?
Ija le ri enikeni ninu wa lale yi but ti ati bere lale to je pe nkan kan ku ninu okan re pe lopin re olorun ti gbo temi.
When God say stop weeping, it is because he has made up his mind to remove that which is causing your sorrow.
There
is somebody here tonight. The next time you weep, it will be weeping for joy. Let me conclude. Psalm 32.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Daddy says there's someone here tonight.
Papa saw me pay the company in Lale.
He said before this year runs out, you will sing all is well.
Amen. Oh, body we pay. Oh, gogo tijara.
And he says, yes, someone here tonight.
Baba, so we pay the company, Lale.
He said, your benefactor. Benefactor, somebody who had helped you.
I told you, no worry.
He said, your benefactor is going through a hard time.
I want Olura, no worry.
Lord asked me to tell you, because you came here tonight, I will intervene. Oh Lord. The Lord said, there's someone here tonight. He said, from now on, your seed will fall on good soil.
Amen.
Oh, Lord. Daddy said there's someone here tonight. He said your talents have been hidden for too long.
Only talent re ati fi pamọ fun opolopo igba.
He said now I will bring it to the open.
Only sugar lati sai lo wo bo wa si oju taye.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Daddy.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen and amen. The Lord said, there's someone here tonight. He said, from this moment onward, the things you are looking for, we begin to look for you. Psalm 32. Verse 10 to 11. The Bible says, the sorrows of those who run after other gods shall be many.
Oni ibaluje awon ti to Olorun miran leyin yo po jojo.
But those who trust in the Lord shall be glad and rejoice.
Ba won ti o ba gbe ke won le Oluwa yo ayo won yo siku.
If you are living in sin,
yo ba nge ninu ese.
If you are worshiping other gods,
yo ba nsi olorun mi,
there's no way your sorrow can go.
Ko si bi ibanuje re se le fo lo.
No, God says many will be the sorrows of the wicked. He said, only those who put their trust in the Lord will continue to be glad and they will continue to rejoice.
Only kiki awon ti o ba fi igbekele won sinu Olorun ni o ba yo ti ayo won yo si ma po si.
There is no prophecy that can cancel the word of God.
O si asotele iti o je pe o le gbegile as oro Olorun.
Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled. The word of God says the sorrows of the wicked shall be multiplied. The sorrows of those who run after all their God shall be multiplied. The sorrows of those who refuse to surrender their life to Jesus shall be multiplied. Those who trust in God shall be glad and they shall rejoice. Therefore, before we pray, if you are here tonight and you have not yet given your life to Jesus, come and do so now. God wants to put an end to your sorrows,
but
he will not break his word. All the prophecies of tonight are for those who are God's children. And it can become yours too. If you surrender your life to
him,
ask him to forgive you. Ask him to save your soul. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Savior, I just want to bless your name. Thank you because your mercy endured forever. Thank you for your word. And thank you for these your children who have come today. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father, you promised that whosoever will come unto you, you will know wise cast out. They've come now. Receive them in Jesus' name. Forgive them in Jesus' name. Save their souls in Jesus' name. Let your blood wash away their sins in Jesus' name. Father, please write their names in the book of life in Jesus' name. And from now on, wipe away all tears from their eyes. Let them serve you to the end. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
You're watching Redemption Way. There is a Redeemed Christian Church of God very close to you. Join them for a life-changing experience in worship.
Someone here tonight.
Join Pastor E.A. Adeboye and other men of God every first Friday of the month as they lead multitudes of worshippers to the presence of God in the monthly Holy Ghost service at the Redemption Camp, Kilometer 46, Lagos Ibadan Expressway, from 6:30 p.m. to dawn.
pastor.
Please join us on this same station at this time next week for another wonderful experience as Pastor E.A. Adeboye exposes the deep mysteries in the Word of God.